It seems, unfortunately, COVID numbers are on the rise again, the so-called summer surge. But as we continue to get used to life after lockdown, is there a need for counselling services for those affected in various ways by the effects of COVID? Well, that was a question put by Leitrim councillor Phelim Gurn to a meeting of the HSE Regional Forum West this week. He claims there's a huge need for such counselling services, and he's on the line now. And on what do you base this, councillor? First of all, can you tell us?
Well, listen, I think the big shock of COVID has had an awful effect on society. We really don't know how much it has. We're seeing more and more of it. There's a lot of people here trying to get back to work, feeling it hard. There's a lot of people who got used to working from home, trying to balance everything out again. I just feel on the ground, listening to people, we don't really know the effects that COVID has had on people and society in general. And I do know there was a lot of pressure before this in counselling service, and this is where I brought this up, especially in the hospitality sector, because the stopping and starting in our sector has really affected people that have been working. A lot of people have left the industry. So on the ground, I'm feeling that the age group this has really affected is the 20 to 30-year-olds, that the stopping and starting has put them off working in the hospitality sector. So I do know that there's a lot of anguish out there, a lot of anxiety. We've gone straight from the COVID straight into the Ukrainian war. And I just feel on the ground and listen to people and how they're coping is that we need to address the long-term effect of COVID and what is happening in society in general. Now, I know there's a lot of shortages in psychology courses to get counselling services. There's a lot of shortages in that field like everything else. But I just think it's not, as I said yesterday at the HSE meeting, it's not, they don't have any problem putting money towards it. It's to get counsellors on the ground is the problem.
Yeah, and were you satisfied or not with the HSE response to this, saying that, you know, they do have counselling services in place if needed, and they can be kind? Are you happy with what they had to
not
say?
Not really, because, I mean, they were saying that you have to go to your GP, they'll recommend 8 or 9 counselling services. Tell me how you get that 8 or 9 counselling service, because there's no counsellors out there. That was the point that I was making, so I wasn't happy with that response.
Yeah, and counselling services in various... obviously, there were those who were bereaved during COVID, which is very sad. But you're talking about a wider sense of situations where people would need counselling, even those who lost their jobs, for example, or those whose businesses continue to be badly affected by the effects of COVID. There are a range of areas where people you feel need help.
Yeah, and I listen, it's back to you can take 12 to 18-year-olds, how they've adjusted to going back to school, how they've adjusted trying to work or trying to do their exams and stuff from home. You can take then your college, people going back to college, getting to know the school friends, what they missed. You can take people in the hospitality sector that are stopping and starting. You can take people that, as you said, has lost loved ones in the COVID and the bereavement council. So you can take the whole effect of what this has had on people. We don't know what has happened. There's a lot of anxiety out there. But I mean, just tell us here, listen, go to your GP and they'll arrange 8 or 9 counselling services. That's not going to happen really on the ground, you know. So I do think, listen, it's probably in every sector all over the world that there's a shortage of staff. But I do think that it's something that is going to come to the forefront. And the long-term effects of what COVID has had on people is just coming to the boiling point now, and I do feel that it's something that needs to be done, because as I said to you, the stopping and starting, and now we're back into high numbers of COVID again, and we're just around in circles here. We just don't know whether we're coming or going. And as you said, there's a lot of business people out there that have lost their businesses. There's a lot of business people there that are just trying to hang on now with the increase of costs in our sector and the inflation that's going through the roof. Just how is people trying to deal with this and keep households together and keep on top of their business? I mean, it's shocking that I was talking to somebody and they said, here, listen, they can bluff all they want, but there could be ASB power outages in September, October. That might be a reality. So, I mean, that's another side effect of what's going on.